Today's discussion is going to be centered around the book of Psalm 127. And I've titled this, Who is the Chief Cornerstone of Your Household? Let's go to the Psalms. Verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to the ones he loves. Verse 3, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. Now, let's first turn our focus to verse 1. What is this verse telling us? Well, I would suggest to you that unless we allow God to be the lead architect in building our homes, we are wasting our time. If we take the advice of the world on how to build and manage our homes, again, it's a big waste of time. Now, let's look at the second half of verse 1. It says, unless the Lord is guarding your home, it doesn't matter how many cameras or alarm systems you put around it, it will do no good. What he is saying here, he is saying that when we do not allow our home to be led by the word of the Lord, then we are allowing the enemy a free pass into our homes to wreak havoc on them. Now, let's look at verse 2. What is the writer saying here? Well, right out of the gate, what does he say? It is useless to put work above our family. You have to find that fine balance, but never allow stress or worry of what your family will eat to drive you further away from them. God says, I got that covered. He wants us to find rest and enjoy the blessings of our families. Boyce writes, if it is a vain act to build a house without God or watch over a city without depending on God to preserve it, then it is even greater folly to try to raise a family without God. Now, let's look at verse 3, 4, and 5. What is the writer saying here? He says that our children are a gift and a reward from God himself. They are born like arrows to a warrior's hand. Now, what does that mean? Well, I found this on Enduring the Word. It says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. In many ways, children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. They must be carefully shaped and formed. They must be guided with skill and strength. They must be given care or they will not fly straight. They must be aimed and given direction. They will not find direction on their own. They are, in some respects, only launched once. They are an extension of the warrior's strength and accomplishment. They have potential for much good or evil. Now Spurgeon writes, we shall see them shot forth into life to our comfort and delight. If we take care from the very beginning that they are directed the right point. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is in the Christ Jesus our Lord that we come before you this day and ask you to dwell not only in the hearts of man, but in their households to guide and protect us from the evil that lies in the shadows. We ask that you give us wisdom and knowledge to build our lives and our homes with you as the chief cornerstone. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. It's in your name.